Mother's Day to some of you.
Can you turn the volume up, Sandy?
I thought I would say this during announcements, but since it's on my mind, thank you to all of you who fixed breakfast for the mothers in the crowd. It was fantastic. Much appreciated. Thank you. So, my name is Susan, and welcome to Unity Center for Positive Living. We will begin today with the reading from the Daily Word. And not surprisingly, it is Mother's Blessing. I honor and bless the world's mothers. Today I offer a blessing of gratitude for the loving, nurturing spirit of mothers. I bless my mother and those who shared a mother's love by supporting me throughout my life. I think of the many ways they have been present for me over the years with unconditional acceptance and love. I envision all the mothers, grandmothers, and caregivers throughout the world surrounded by love and light. For those in my life, I take time to express my appreciation with words, gifts, and time together. To mothers-to-be, I prayerfully affirm health and ever-deepening joy. To mothers no longer in the world, I hold them in loving prayer and hold thoughts of joy and gratitude. I bless their souls' ongoing journeys, knowing bonds of love keep their memories alive. And from Proverbs 31:28, her children rise up and call her happy. And now please join us in singing while Joyce leads us in Surely the Presence.
Thank you. Hello, Fred. Hello, Danan.
Hi, y'all.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Well, hi.
Hello.
Fred, I can't see you today.
Hi.
Hi, Danan.
Hi, Mariette. Dano here.
Am I saying your name right?
No, it's French, remember?
Dano. Dano. Actually, I forgot. It's been a while.
I know, it has.
I'm glad you're here.
Sandy, can they see me?
I can't see you.
It says there's an X there where my mute. No, they don't know.
Hi, Fred. Hi, Joanne. Hi.
Hi.
I think Joanne's busy hugging everybody.
Oh, she's there, yeah.
You want to see my divine feminine?
Okay.
Bridget. The goddess Bridget? Celtic goddess.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I lit a candle for her today because it's Mother's Day, and that's about the divine feminine.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never heard of that, but it's a beautiful bronze statue.
Yeah.
There's so many beautiful religions and practices.
Yes, there really is. So she represents the past. That's one of the things she represents.
The what? The past?
Compassion.
Oh, compassion.
Yeah.
I love that about unity, that they celebrate all the beautiful, you know, practices. Yeah.
All the different ways to develop our spirituality.
Yeah.
All the different perspectives.
Yeah.
There's Joanne.
Hello.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
Hi, Chris. Hi.
Dano is here. Dano is here. Joanne.
AKA Danny.
Danny. Dano.
Yeah.
Yet. I'm taking French lessons.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, Tom.
All right, announcements. Well, thanks again for that great breakfast. Today there's a board meeting.
No.
Nope. What?
No, we can't. We're.
We canceled it.
We're rescheduling it.
Don't come to the board meeting today.
Yeah.
Okay. At 2:00 today. Did this get loud?
Yeah, it did.
Perfectly.
Yeah, I turned it up.
Really?
Yeah, it's better. It's better.
We want to get you, hear you.
At 2:00 today at Bear Raven in Winlock, Grandfather Ray Wilson is having drumming, singing, and storytelling. Not to be missed if you've never been there. The sign-up sheet to be a reader is still on the door right out here, so if that's an interest you have, just write your name down. Let's see, what else? Oh, I just want to remind people again that all of the Sunday talks are up on our website, so if you ever are not here and miss one, or you loved one so much you want to hear it again, just go there and dial it up. Well, not really dial it up, but Tap on it. And another reminder that we host 3 recovery meetings here a week. The schedule is downstairs by the bathroom. There are 2 AA meetings and 1 Al-Anon meeting, and all are welcome. And that's all I know. Who knows something else? Okay, that's it for the announcements. So let's say our unity statement together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. And our song of joy is "The Love Come a Trickling Down." And I don't know about you, well, I'm already standing up, but if I was sitting there, I would stand up. So you can choose. It's kind of an exciting one. Settled in, ready to hear somebody read. All right. I was just enjoying songs, so songs are always good, right? All right, so what's right with you? And this is by J. Sig Paulson, found in one of the wonderful Unity booklets.
Yeah.
This one in particular is Keys to the Kingdom, 5 Fundamentals of Truth. All right. There are some approaches to life that almost make a religion of finding out what's wrong with humanity and our world. We could all probably make quite a list of what's wrong with us, or perhaps we already have such a list provided for us by our experiences, religious, educational, and social training, and our own knuckling down to negative suggestions. However, I am asking you to do me a favor, and not only me, but you and your world as well, by making a list of what's right with you. This activity entered into by you and others who read this will do more than we realize to wipe the sense of wrongness out of human consciousness. The process is very simple. Just take a sheet of paper and write on it as a heading, "Here is what's right with me." Then, without embarrassment, reservation, or hesitation, start writing. The following are a few suggestions that came through minds and hearts of enlightened souls whose thoughts are recorded in the Bible. I am the image of God. I am made a little lower than the angels, but with the capacity to rise above them. I am the light of the world. The kingdom of God is within me. The mystery that has been hidden for generations, but which is now being revealed, is Christ in me, my hope of glory. There are other gems of thought scattered throughout the Bible, but these should be enough to help get you on the "here is what's right with me" side of the ledger of life. The following are a few more ideas which flow from what we have been doing together. You may wish to think on these ideas and then, if you are so moved, work them into your pattern of life. I am a self-expression of the infinite. I have a mind that can think new, creative, adventurous thoughts. I have a heart that can feel the love of God and share it with my world. I have a tongue that can speak strong, powerful, creative words of truth. I have a body that is the temple of the living God and that responds to constructive thinking, creative feeling, and words of truth. I live in a vibrant universe that responds to me, my attitudes, and my actions. Okay, you're on your own. Go ahead, make a long, delightful, creative list. By the time you have finished, you will realize that God didn't do such a bad job of creation, we're making you. After all, you are the handiwork of the infinite creator of all. What's right with you is what has been true of you and will continue to be true of you throughout all eternity. As you expand this list of what's right with you, you may well be amazed to discover that you are becoming a new creature. This discovery may be so startling that you will yield to the temptation to make a similar list for another human being, perhaps a member of the family, a friend, or even an enemy. Why not start on another list for someone in your life? Just take a sheet of paper and head it. Here is what's right with you. Then proceed confidently. What is right and true of you is also true of your neighbor. Even if you don't share the list outwardly, your inner realization just might work a miracle in another life.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eileen. What a great exercise. And today, our meditation song is "Work Wonders From Within" on the screen or in the hymnal, page 125.
Thank you.
those guys didn't trade notes about the talk and the song. It's just, it just is. Okay, it's time for our affirmations. And if you would join me, please. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in the perfect time and in the perfect way. And this is the second Sunday, and we will be saying our prayer, followed by Hallelujah. Mother, Father, Principal, Spirit Divine, who dwells in all, we are grateful for your infinite blessings. As we align with divine will to co-create heaven on earth, you fulfill all our needs. We embrace all of life, knowing you also embrace all of life. We know you are always present. Your love, power, and presence are right here,
right now, and always.
And so it is. Jones. Mariette has many gifts. One I didn't know about until just a short while ago is that she's a time traveler as well. I told many of you that she would be right here in 3D, but no, she's in 2D in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, so she's pretty awesome. And the title of her talk today is Becoming as Little Children. Mariette, welcome.
Thank you, Susan. I wish I could be there in 3D. That would be awesome. Eric Butterworth, who was a great and popular Unity minister based in New York, said this in an essay he wrote. Can you hear me? So Eric Butterworth, who was a great and popular Unity minister in New York City, said this in an essay he wrote, essay number 19 to be exact. In the dictionary, we learn that the root of the word happiness is the same as the word happen. In this relationship lies the key. Life is a flow of experience, of happenings. It becomes set and repetitive when man-made routines and obligations and rigidities make it so. Life is an adventure, and unhappiness always arises when we lose this adventuring spirit. So Eric goes on to say, this was one of the great teachings of Jesus. Except you turn and become as a little child, you cannot enter into the kingdom.
Hold on a second. We're trying to hook the speaker up.
Okay.
We have to start all over.
Okay.
We're not hearing you here.
Okay.
But hum or something. Can we hear you now?
Hello. Can you hear me now?
No, not yet. Which is kind of the normal thing.
La 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 la. Can you hear me now?
Try again.
Okay, can you hear me now? It's a mystery.
Talk.
Hello.
Almost.
Okay. We will get there.
Yeah. What's the weather like there?
All right. Can you hear me
Try
now?
Again. She's talking. She's talking.
Hello?
It's a village.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, Johnny had to leave because his ankle was hurting him.
Okay.
Hi.
Try again.
All right.
Nope. Right now, try.
Okay. Huh. Now there's lots of feedback. You want me to try again?
Wait a minute.
Okay. Here I am. Can you hear me now? Woo! Woo! Way to go, Tom. I take it that's a yes? Ah! Kisses all around. So, Eric Butterworth, who is a great and popular Unity minister based in New York City. I'm sure many of you have heard of Eric Butterworth and his books. Did you know he's also Canadian, born in Winnipeg? So there's that fun fact. Thought you might like to know. He says this in an essay he wrote, essay number 19 to be exact, which is the handout that I provided for y'all. In the dictionary, we learn that the root of the word happiness is the same as the word happen. In this relationship lies the key, that life is a flow of experience, of happenings. So life becomes set and repetitive when man-made routines and obligations and rigidities make it so, when we allow those rigidities to make us unhappy. Because life is an adventure, and unhappiness always arises when we lose this adventuring spirit. This was one of the great teachings of Jesus. Except you turn and become as a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. There is no other way. She or he who, like a little child, lives adventurously from moment to moment and from day to day, experiencing the spontaneous flow of life, is the only one to know happiness. So, let's look into the revealing word, which is a metaphysical dictionary penned by Charles Fillmore, the co-founder of Unity. Revealing word tells us that the kingdom of heaven is that realm of consciousness where a person knows and understands God. So Jesus is saying that unless you become as a little child, you cannot know and understand God. So to enter the kingdom of heaven is to get to know our godness, to understand and trust our divinity, or one might say our divine child. I believe this is how we understand and get to know our true self, by getting to know the kid. Author Sue Shanahan says, "I am sure about something. Small children know from whence they come. They are still a part of heaven. That is why one of the easiest ways to feel the presence of the divine is to connect with a child." And we know that is true from experience, do we not? My experience is that when I allow myself to be childlike, plugging into the present moment, allowing myself to get enthusiastic and joyous, I also connect with that knowing from whence I come. I experience my wholeness, and I just am in the reality, the zone, my godness. And I know exactly that I am heaven sent. What about you? So let's look at the qualities of the divine child. Children are open. They trust. They forgive easily. They're honest, energetic, enthusiastic, curious to learn. They're natural learners. They certainly don't pretend to know it all. And accepting. These are just some of the qualities of a child. And I'm sure when you think about and contemplate, others will come to your mind. And I want us to think about, okay, so what is God? These are the qualities of a child. God is forgiveness. God is openness. God is trust. God is truth. There is no deception in God. God is energy. God is enthusiasm. God is love. God is wisdom. God is knowledge. God is acceptance. In short, to be childlike is to be godlike. Therefore, doesn't it make sense, since we do desire to experience oneness with God more and more, that it is vital, of the utmost importance, to consider giving ourselves permission more and more to be childlike? It's a fast track to becoming godlike. So when do you feel the closest to your divine true self, your child self? Picture it. Just take a moment to imagine. And what are you doing when you are in the zone, when you are experiencing playfulness and oneness with your godness within? How are you being? How are you showing up? So what is it that brings you into your child self? Is it painting a picture, learning a new language? What are your favorite things to do? What were your favorite things to do when you were a kid? Quietly playing a game, maybe just breathing into your belly. Children are belly breathers naturally. Do you like to ride a bike still? When is the last time any one of us has stretched out in the grass and watched the shape of the clouds as they drift past? You know, finding those patterns. Isn't that fun? Or at nighttime, watching the stars and letting ourselves move into awe. So taking time out to go in our yard and lay back in the grass when you have a to-do list going on, you know, that can be kind of hard to stop. And even perhaps we might even feel guilty, like, I can't stop. I have a to-do list. And yet, I have found for myself that when I give myself permission to go lay in the hammock in my backyard and look up into the trees and the clouds and the sky, that 20 minutes later, I can move into what's next on my to-do list with refreshed energy. And I get a lot more done. And what about the guilt thoughts, the judgy thoughts that, you know, is a result of the conditioning of the rigidity of our man-made societal rules and, you know, the human doing syndrome that we have been trained to think is the most valuable thing, you know, doing and productivity being the utmost importance in this society we live in. So we can get these guilt thoughts, right? And I'd like you to try something that I've been trying. And that is, if you do have a guilt thought, just let yourself become aware of it. You know, I'm aware that I'm having a guilt thought. Acknowledge it like you would in meditation. Acknowledge it and then let it go. You have that power, the power of release. You know, you are a powerful being, an aware being. So use your power to become aware, to acknowledge it, and to let it go. So when you work it, it works. You can free yourself to go ahead and enjoy your childlikeness. The Mindful Self-Compassion Workbook points out that the question, what is it that I need right now, is the quintessential question of self-compassion. And I think another way of asking the question, what is it that I need right now, is what would a kid do right now? So I've been using that question for myself these past few days as I was preparing this talk, and it's working for me. You know, for example, I was emptying the dishwasher the other day, and I found myself, as I'm emptying the dishwasher, just looking forward to being done with it. You know, I just moved into that place of, I'll be happy when I'm done this job. And so I moved out of the present moment, and I was just, and I caught myself. I became aware. Okay. And I asked myself, what would a kid do right now? And one thought I had is a little kid will run in the kitchen and ask, let me help. Can I help? So I thought about that. And I also thought, you know, how would a kid approach this job that I'm doing, putting the cutlery away? And so I got into the moment, mindfully laying each piece of cutlery in its place. So a bit of a puzzle, making it a bit of a game. And after I was done, I said to myself, good work, kid. Thank you. And I felt that. I felt the flush of happiness just rise up within me as I acknowledged myself for moving into the present moment, for connecting with my child, my divine child, and allowing myself to experience the oneness with my true self. So it was really liberating to connect with myself in that moment. And instead of staying in a mindset of, I want a tidy kitchen, this is what I have to do to achieve it, so let's get it over with, I brought the kid into the experience and it softened me. I watched Big with Tom Hanks the other night, And what a perceptive story that is. Have you heard of it? It was released in 1988. Tom Hanks is Josh Baskin, and he makes a wish. He's a 12-year-old boy, and he's tired of being a little kid. He wants to grow up. So he makes a wish. There's this arcade game called Zoltar, and it's like a genie. He makes a wish. He wants to be big. Zoltar says, your wish is granted. The machine isn't even plugged in, so some kind of woo-woo magic is happening. And the next day when he wakes up, he is a 30-year-old man. And so he goes off on a whole adventure, goes to the city, gets a job, does really well for himself because he brings his childlikeness with him into his adult-sized body. And he works for a toy manufacturer. And so he's just having fun all day, figuring out which toys are fun, which toys are not fun. And his boss is like, hey, you know, thanks for helping us here because you're helping us figure out what's going to sell and what's not going to sell. So there's actually one scene in that movie where that I really liked a lot, where there's, you know, those piano keys that are on the floor and you actually dance on them to play different songs. There's one scene where Josh jumps on that and his boss is with him, and Josh is playing, or Tom Hanks is playing a song, and no hesitation whatsoever because he is a kid, so he has no problem being a kid. And his boss has some hesitancy, but I mean, his inner child wants to go and play too because he knows how to play the piano as well. And anyway, he lets his inner child jump on the piano keys, and together they play Chopsticks and they have a lot of fun and everybody applauds because they're fantastic together. And I thought, what a great demonstration of the adult and the child being in sync with one another, of what kind of beautiful happenings happen. As Eric Butterworth says, the experiences of life that we create when we're in the flow of life. So we all have childlike behaviors and tendencies. And what I am encouraging you to do is to look at where you would like to become more childlike. Like I said, it's a fast-track way to become more godlike. So would you like more enthusiasm in your everyday life? Would you like to make more adventures for yourself, even in the mundane? Would you like to make believe more often? Get your imagination going. Get your manifestation powers going. And what are your favorite ways to play? And how would you like to build on that? What could you do? Are you too serious sometimes and want to lighten your load? I give you permission to do something completely silly and ridiculous today and just laugh at yourself. You are the divine child. You can be as childlike as you make up your mind to be. So, as I was telling you, the question that I was working with, or actually playing with this weekend as I was preparing this message, is what would a child do? You know, like, what would Jesus do? And it really amounts to the same thing, I think. So, yeah, I would ask myself that question when I was like, had some kind of commitment that was going on that I was feeling negative about. And, you know, when I asked myself, what would a child do? I knew the answer right away. A child would get excited about this, turn it into an adventure. So I had an appointment in Essex, a small town away from my house, about a half hour drive. And I was initially feeling ambiguous about it. I didn't know the woman. It was my first time there. And after I asked myself that question, what would a kid do? It did launch me into a whole new mindset. Let's go on an adventure. You know, that adventure even ended with ice cream in another small town nearby. So yeah, it can really be freeing to give yourself permission to move into new territory, new childlike territory that maybe you're not like in your everyday life. We're not so prone to be in the habit of thinking like a child. So let's try an experiment. Are you willing? Just take a nice deep breath and slowly release any tension. If you want, you can close your eyes for a minute. Just go within. Take another breath and relax. Just relax. Relax your shoulders. Now think of something that you have to do today, or you're telling yourself you have to do, or tomorrow, or sometime this week. Something that you might not be looking forward to. It can be something really small or big. What bugs you about it? Just think about it. Now, how would a kid approach this situation? How would they look at it? And if you are a child listening to me right now, that's my cat knocking stuff down. And if you are a child listening to me right now, think about what you could do to make it fun. Is it possible you could make happy thoughts about it? So just picture this possibility in as much detail as you can. Feel what it is like from the child's perspective. Just breathe into that possibility. Okay, come back to this moment as I finish up this message. So one of the things I propose is that the child's perspective is much more expansive in nature than our usual humdrum to-do list mentality. Going back to Eric Butterworth, he also makes these points. The famous psychologist Piaget wrote that the only normal mind is the child's mind. He might have added that the only way to happiness is the child's way, because the child uses his mind properly. Imagination is the forefront of all natural thinking. He goes on to say, it is unfortunate that we have come to think of maturity as the time to put away childish things. And then faith and simplicity are the first things to go. When the child goes out of us, we lose our ability to find happiness in every experience. So the only way to return to happiness is to become once more as a little child. Elizabeth Akers Allen writes, backward, turn backward, O time in your flight. Make me a child again, just for tonight. The art of living happily lives in the art of living life adventurously. Living life adventurously will mean something different to each unique person. So what does it mean to you? So I invite you to turn this question over in your mind today. Tomorrow, this week, let it bring you a new attitude, a new outlook, a fresh beginning. Let it inspire you to begin a fun adventure. Let me know how it goes. When we decide to return to our source, we turn back to where each of us began this adventuresome life. We turn again to the divine child within. Let's just take a moment to consider the divine child within us, to consider our childlikeness, our oneness with Godness, our God-likeness. And again, just take a deep breath. Let us contemplate and go into the silence for a couple of minutes. So just breathe into your wisdom, the love in your heart, knowing your beauty as a divine child of God. You are beautiful and you are a blessing. Amen.
It's time for our healing prayer. If you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, you can speak out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts. Members of our church have requested that we send out healing prayers and energy to all the people and animals displaced by war and natural disasters. The members of our communities who struggle to meet basic human needs, those we have lit candles for, and those you can mention now. I would mention our members and friends, Hallie, Dixie, and John. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for all and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Now is our opportunity to give. We are so grateful to be the spirit of generosity in giving of our time, talent, and treasure. We welcome each of these gifts from you as a member of our spiritual community. Let's say our offering prayer together as we hold our offering in our hands and hearts. divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And it's time for our peace song. Maybe we can somehow move out of that center island. Circle up. And while you all are figuring that out, I'd like to thank the people who made our service possible today. Mariette, our speaker. Joyce, our musician. Joanne for the great slides. Eileen for the reading. Tom for the technical stuff. And all of you for being here. And again, thank you to the gents who created that great breakfast. We appreciate it. Next week, our speaker will be Audrey Pitchford, our Unity license teacher from Olympia. So there we are.